Blog Talk Radio.
Cosmic Philosopher Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio. And I am the author. I'm Timothy Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. Now, I really am going to try to illustrate a picture of where we, as human beings, are coming from. Remember, for us to realize the full establishment of anything with a good structure is to go where it began. That's why they write the Bible and put a book called Genesis, because it means the beginning. Where the whole idea of humanity starts in the Bible. What's going to happen when people find out that the Bible is not a book that is telling you about how humanity life began? What happened when you find that out? When you find out, say, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God and Jesus Christ create heaven and earth. When you find out that it's white people using their smarts that they're lucky to find, because if you don't know it, it is in history. You're not going to read it in the Bible. And I really want to say a lot of things about this, about human establishment, where we come from. And I don't rely on what anybody tells me about where we humanity come from. I want to read it in a historic source that I don't find any problem with it. I mean, after I stopped reading on the fourth grade level, that was when I believe in what the Bible said without any question asked. So now I'm talking to people who I know are searching for the concept of where we come from and cannot arrive at the knowledge of it. All right. Well, I was in that position where I don't understand. And I want to take this little time that we have here and I want to stay the course and, you know, download as much as I am able to. I'm not all that able, but I just trust that somebody will happen to understand some things that I'm saying that will give them an awareness, a realization of really where we come from. According to time, the historic time, the one that I don't find no fault with right now, as far as I have read and desire to learn exactly, like, oh, you know, your mother and your father, I know for sure you're convinced that they are your blood parents. This is the idea I'm talking about. To stop being confused. The fact is, I can tell you that I would never frown on the Bible creation story unless in my mature age I come to find out by the reasoning in my brain, my desire to know. Now, I have two manuscripts, historic material that I'm going to try to dig out the very beginning of human existence. And I'm going to do my best with these two books, that if you have any books that you can use or that you use to know about human as a whole, their beginning, because I'm not talking about some people. I'm talking about humanity as a whole, whether you're civilized or you're uncivilized. The human tree started with uncivilized evolution, going back 3 or 4 million years. That's basically what it is. You get that in this world history textbook. If you think this world history textbook is talking nonsense, just call me and tell me that and point it out to me. All right. If you're not able to do that, it means then I'm going to stay course. I don't have anything else to think about because people are writing all kind of stuff, right? When are we going to decide that we are reading something that is making thorough sense more than anything else that you have ever heard or read? That's what I'm going to do right now. Homo sapiens genetic. They call this phenotype, trait, bond with God's blood, made hybrid human beings. All right, that's a headline of what the synopsis that I wrote. And I'm going to read that, then I'm going to go to National Geographic World History, the big history textbook that covers everything important about humanity and human at different stages. I want to read it to you to kind of let you get for yourself an enlightening. Not unless you find something somewhere else, but the general knowledge that I come to know that makes sense to me. I would argue with anybody from the reference of the World History textbook and the Sumerian. It's the African civilization that is not like the uncivilized beginning of humankind. So let me go on and move on quickly so I can do as much as I can. But remember, we're going to the beginning. The Bible calls it Genesis. Genesis word is defined as the beginning. Genesis of the thing, right? You understand that? When something is Genesis, it's like the first child you have begins the Genesis of you having seven children, right? You name the first one. Well, you name the first one. All right, that's the Genesis. You have seven children, there's the Genesis where it started. Well, this is the kind of picture I want you to have of us as on the human tree, those who started out millions of years ago and those who start and those who were raised up 200,000 years ago. That's what the history tells us. All right? So here the way this synopsis begins. Remember, this started off with Homo sapiens, genetics, phenotype traits. Now, look up the word phenotype, the phenotype traits. Now, if you don't know what phenotype is, you, when you talk about phenotype traits, you would be missing something. And I don't want to stop now to go research it because I want to move on. You can look it up and see exactly what it means. He says, the Homo sapiens phenotype traits bond with God's blood, made hybrid human beings. When in time did that happen? Find out. So follow me. Because remember, this is to stop the people. I will keep us from depending on people who have established a lot of opinions and hypotheses about our beginning. Let's go to the book. Information older than us. Right? Go to the book that has information that satisfies your intellectual sense. You can't learn from sodomite people anything that is civilized. White people. You can't learn nothing from white people, you know. You know, especially if you're African hybrid people. You don't learn anything from white people about, I'm not saying everything. In everything. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about what is most important to all of us, well civilized thinking humans. You don't want to learn nothing from white people because they will never tell you the truth about themselves. You see what I mean? Going to church is not something for us to do. And not unless we get the real truth, since as we have been confused over like 2,000 years of white people destroying the black people. You don't want to hear nothing from them. All the school and university that they, you don't need to go to their school at all. Now, we are in the process now of telling them to get out, order them verbally to get out of our territory. We don't want them in our territory. Okay? Because they have messed up our world and left theirs up in Europe. Right? So, basically, yes, I have an attitude with this. And if you love white people, well, you don't read the history about white people then. The history about white people is equally written in the National Geographic World History. All right? So come with me, and you may not like what I'm saying, but I'm saying it because I find it is true. And the truth about our existence didn't begin on Earth. Hybrid human being who is sensible and have good thinking. All right? So, if you have the right information, you will conquer and put to shame the people who have some story to tell or what they think it is. You will run them right into the ground with their nonsense. Because guess what? Words illuminate things. And if it is right, it proves right. If it's wrong, you will find out it's right because it is illuminated and proven wrong when it is not right. So follow me here now. Uncivilized European erectus, Homo erectus, deny the Elohim's creation of African hybrid. Today's Homo sapien human beings, they deny that the gods created the hybrid human African people long after Homo sapien white people. No. Let's get back to the point where I stray there. I'm talking about the erectus white people, Homo erectus, European Homo erectus white people. They, knowing the truth, deny it because they want to rule the world because they are sodomite culture. That's the way it goes. So to know the beginning where we are come from is very important from the book. I'm not telling you opinion about this. So,
this is what happened. Since the white people spring from Homo erectus, they interbreed with Neanderthals and then with the African hybrid. And that's what get them talking for 1.5 million years. They never spoke a language. They have never reached civilization. But since they interbreed outside of their species, they were able to talk and able to do a lot of things, especially bad things, more efficiently than when they couldn't talk. Now, there's a lot of people who is not able to talk and tell you that because they're afraid of them. I am not afraid of them. Right? So you can say, well, I was born for a purpose then. Why so many people afraid of these white people who become more evil efficient for themselves? And it's the reason why I am taking on this subject matter here today. Where do we come from? Where do these white people origin started? You need to know that, because they're not telling that. You see, that letting the puss out of the bag. You see, white people don't want you to know their origin. That's why they call themselves by black people name and take away black people land and everything that they have and state government and everything. They don't want to be known. So them call themselves bogus names. Okay? So they're not going to tell you the truth that the history book tell you. And I am going to tell you that today. I assure you, before I complete this session. Okay? All right. Let me move on. Why does Homo erectus, white people, hiding the truth about their origin? It will come out in the miscegenation story of them, right? Because if they live 1.5 million years in Europe and could only make stone tools, hey, they may be muting my show right now because I'm saying it. I'm going to say it anyway because it is the truth that I don't have no problem with you knowing it from the book. That's what I'm doing here. Why are they lying? It is because they have done something wrong. First of all, they go out of their own species, culture, and go interbreed with people they're not supposed to mix up with their blood. That's what they did. That's why they're talking. Because if they were destined to talk, they would have done it within 1.4 million years. They don't want you to know that because they will lose everything that they have. They will. If you look into what I'm saying and find out there is solid grounds, yeah, it will be the beginning of your support for going to church and for voting for democracy, where you have Republican and Democrats. That is the most disastrous happen on planet Earth. One of the most. So you may can cite some others. But this one that I'm telling you has a disastrous effect, where you will find out that these white people come to write a Bible. Imagine that.
And some of their most notorious criminal evil that they have done, it is because they are able to talk, because they didn't do those crimes back in time when they could only make stone tool and light a fire, right? So they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. But if you follow what I'm going to tell you, your life is going to change. Change for the better. So let me go on. Why white people, yet in their uncivilized 1.5 million evil state, why are they in this evil state, unable to, just a second, evil state, unable to reach standard of civilization, sound a sound civilization. Why? Why for 1.5 million years they did not? Right? And now they are talking. Well, you know, they didn't start talking on their own. And look at when they start talking. What is happening time when they are the era when they start to talk? What went on that is hidden? Most of the world don't know that. I'm telling you now. They interbreed with Neanderthals, which gave them potential to further interbreed with hybrid humans. That's a fact. Thus, was able to learn to speak. Learn to speak. They was able to learn speak. And what else? And do many civilized things. That's true. Now, they are envious to dominate the hybrids, the African hybrid people. They are envious. That is all beyond this fanatical, what do they call it? They call it imperial colonialism. Do you know what that is? You may probably be flabbergasted if you find out what, when it comes to legal substance, you'll find out that there is nothing legal about imperial colonialism. It's made up. They find out that they can, over the past 12,000 years, these white people find out that they can do anything to black people. It's funny, but it's true. You'll find out that what I'm saying is true. They are envious to dominate these hybrid people that came about over the past 200,000 years. They have resorted to destroying the African hybrid. See 509 BC coup. You just Google that. 509 BC. And you will begin to see the story that's been hidden from you and I. You know, I'm over 70 now. And I never heard anything about this story changed the lives of the African hybrid people. Yeah, all these things are hidden. And why the world cannot go forward as a civilized world. That's true. I'm telling you the truth. What I read and understand to be true. Anybody can talk to me about that. All right? And I'm not going to run at all. Once we stay on this context, the context of this issue, I'll never run, come in with anything else. Stay right on board in the historic, prehistory and modern history. Stay on it. And whatever happened during the time before Christ. 200,000 years in prehistory, early Homo sapiens, anatomically, today's human being were created by the god Enki. That's what the Sumerian history says, the prehistory, okay? Are distinguished Homo sapiens that are anatomically consist phenotype of yesterday and today's polytheism human species. That's what it is, my friend. How long since this happened? I didn't say, contrary to what some African people think, that we were the first human being on Earth. And I said, no. Not unless you modify it with, what you call it now, make a stipulation with an adjective to say that we are the first anatomically human beings, Homo sapiens. If you say that we are the first, yes, that's the way it is true, sound, and nobody can change that because it is in the history that I am reading to you right now, okay? 200,000 years in prehistory, early Homo sapiens, anatomically, today's human being, were created by the god Enki. Now, you hear that. You think how only the God of the Bible, which is a spirit god, can make people, right? But have you looked at the kind of story you read about a god who make people and call a flood to kill them? And make two people that disobey him and sin against him, and he cursed them? You ever examined that? See how much sense it makes? If you're reading the history, read and follow the history, not what a church teach you. That's the only way you're going to be on the right side. And when you're dead and gone, nobody can say that you were believing everything else except the history that tell you the truth. Don't let that happen. So it goes on. Homo sapiens blood was extracted from a female and male, then mixed. So, you know, the Homo sapien part of us is the earthly side of the hybrid African people. And that the gods before, well, of course, it has to be before our time, because they came 450,000 years. Just say before they think to create mankind, civilize mankind. And you will read the history and it will tell you that Homo sapiens, although these modern day lecturer and stuff like that, they are all for the white sodomite version of creation. However, if you listen to intelligent, civilized lecturers on history, they'll show you that before Homo sapiens came about, the earlier humanoid, it took them a long time to develop to what amounts to being uncivilized. You know, the way they live was not the way people live here today. When you talk about hunter-gatherers or on all that kind of stuff, coming from the hominids and the Homo erectus to the Neanderthals, all of them lived for a long time, and the only thing that they succeed doing as civilized acts is simply to make stone tools. They have enough enlightenment to make stone tools. They have some sense, yeah, but they don't have a language. They don't have arithmetic. They don't have none of those things. Okay? So remember that. These white people and their origin, all they survive and do in the intelligent sense is make stone tools, several type of stone tools, and hunt, light a fire. But nothing like we have here, like commerce and establishment, nothing. But you see them enjoying it, because the God came and gave civilization to, created the hybrid with their blood. And then it is saying they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished, listen to it, as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. You hear? Did that happen before? No. And they left behind magnificent monument. Is that true? Yes, it's true. They left Earth and go back to their own, the 10th planet, Nibiru. It's there. It's the talk of the world today, because over the past 2,000 years, these white people are turning the world upside down with lies and all sorts of falsehood about the way mankind come into the world. Because they are evolved creatures and they get to talk by intermixing with other people, oh man, they think that they can mess up everything they come and find that the civilized people have been able to do. They have taken over these civilized things and claim it's theirs. If you pay attention to history, you'll find out that's not really so. It's a big, big deal for them to start talking after 1.5 million years. And at the time, coincidence? Is it coincidence? When both the gods came after these white people go into Europe from outer Africa, why these things are happening in post of these Homo erectus leaving Africa and going up into Europe and Asia. Think about that. Why they did not arrive at speaking a language and all these other things that we know that happened when the gods came and go into Africa, South Africa. Why didn't it happen before they came? It didn't. And why after they came about some, 250,000 years later, they decided to create these human beings to help, as help, primitive worker. Even that time, it didn't happen yet. They're never able to do not more than stone tool. You think about that. All right? When did they begin to talk? 100,000 years ago. 100,000 years ago. That's when they begin to talk. What happened? Miscegenation. So, prior to that, they already interbreed up with the Neanderthals. But that didn't get them as far as to talk a language. And it did not help them to do civilized acts. If it is civilized to make stone tools, yes, they are that civilized because they made stone tools and take away nothing from them. That's what the history says. I'm not detracting anything from what the history says. Both these Homo erectus, white people, ancestors, only made stone tool and light a fire. Right? And so did the Neanderthals that they interbred with. The only thing I can point out is that the Neanderthals was a higher blood specimen. So it enhanced them, bumped them up a little on the human tree. Right? But they still can't talk. They only can light a fire and make some tools. All right. Now it comes down to 100,000 years now after the gods created the hybrid and put their blood on the Homo sapien blood. That is when civilization began. That's 200,000 years ago. All right. 100,000 years ago is when some of these African people began to migrate out of Africa to spread to other places on the planet. That was the time that it was not one migration that happened. I can see a trickle. It was a trickle of African people that was getting out of Africa to other places on the planet. All right. It is in that instance, these white people, Homo erectus, take the opportunity to grab these black people and interbreed with them. Now they call themselves Yamana, the Yamnaya culture. Now, they keep it down so nobody don't know. They're not talking these things. Why they come to talk after 1.5 million years? You don't know that. And they're trying hard to not identify the African people, these hybrids with the intelligence that is spreading civility all over the world, or that has done it. Today, the white people, they, over the past 1,200 years, that is the time that is well noted, that they learn everything from the African people, okay? The hybrid people who in created. He alone, but he was the scientist who headed the whole thing of creating these set of hybrids. So these white people who interbreed and now have like a crossbreed, like Obama, a white woman and an African man, bring Obama, right? Well, this is what happened. You know, if you don't know how Obama come about, you wouldn't have any idea that Obama is a Yamnaya culture person. Yeah. He's a proto Indo-European person. That's what Obama is. And then you see, he has Michelle. And I don't know how it happened, but it turns out that Michelle is a black man turned into a girl. And who knows? It may be Obama who architect that Michelle was a boy and turned Michelle into a girl. Now, it came out. I'm talking it because, I mean, it comes out in news. Paper. All right? Those people who didn't want to accept that Obama was a faggot in the White House, it comes out now by especially the father of the two girls that for most about 8 years played the role of Obama and Michelle, two daughters. Now, how do you like that they lied about that? All right, let's move on. If you like somebody lied to you like that, in a circumstance like this, then, my friend, then anybody, you know, can tell you anything, and you just make it go on, right? But if you're going to go for integrity of life, and people don't lie about stuff like that because you are infringing on the enlightened minds who trust you, trust in your lies, something that don't belong to y'all. All right, let's go on. Homo sapien blood was extracted from a female and a male, Homo sapien, right? Homo sapien. Homo sapien blood was extracted from a female and a male, and then mixed with God's blood to create it, to create to create the civilized, prehistoric, first civilized, anatomical human being. That's it right there. That's it right there. Are not related to the uncivilized Homo erectus. Anatomical man, not related. Not related at all. Is or not the anatomical human being of 200,000 years ago. These are not related to the uncivilized Homo erectus Europeans. Deepest and particular reason why the hybrid people should not interbreed with the white people erectus, the God's blood, because the gods could have used any other form of life to create this special hybrid. You know, talking about capability, not of a few things, but a whole lot of biological virtues, that it doesn't matter what you see these white people are doing, they will never match to the black people. They can't. They cannot. And that's what they are hiding. When they make up the church, they are lying. And they are lying because they are sodomites. They want to now spread sodomite all over the world because they want to gain the fame that, you know, they spread their sodomite on earth and taking it up to Mars. That's what these guys are trying to do. Now, will they succeed on that? They come very far because they draw so much African hybrid people in the church. It shouldn't happen, but look, who is responsible for that? It's us, because they tell us to not do it, and what are they to do? I mean, tie a chain around our necks like the white people do to us? No. They know that we are capable of following intelligent instruction. So when we go and go fuck with these sodomite white people who now change themselves like they are indeed African hybrid people too, like the Obama there, you know, like it's okay to cross breed according to them, but no, not with the God's blood. And see, the African people get dumped and humiliated because of that. White people are the talking serpent that they write about in the Bible. See what I mean? They find everything that will help them to lie about in the Bible and tell you to believe it. Okay? All right. Let's go on. You must toss out the Christian Bible with Adam and Eve in a garden because it cannot be found. Because that is a deliberate lie. You can't find the garden anywhere. Nothing at all that resembles the garden you can't find. And they say it's a spirit God. The God who is the father of Jesus Christ. Imagine all of that. You see what I mean? Now, if you want to stay there, stay there. But I am telling you where we're coming from, according to the history. Now, he says, it's a lie. It's a deliberate history that they write in the Bible about God and his son Jesus make heaven and earth. I mean, far from being truth, that light years and light years, you never catch up to get truth out of that. So it goes on. You see, they're not talking what history says, because they read history and know just about as much as anybody else know, right? But they decide that they have to lie to support and turn people's minds away. They know enough things now to fool people and turn your mind into darkness. Talk a whole bunch of foolishness and stuff like that. Because they want sodomy to be accepted. Now, which intelligent person want have desire to fuck a person asshole? Nobody at all. Except these sodomites who evolved over the past 1.5 million years ago, right? The stone tool makers. Now, it is not and can never be, because although the Bible presented the story located on earth in a geography, they fail to tell where it is. Just to let you know. Now, and they are not in Europe telling you this story.
they are in the places where they take stolen from African people and their wealth and say, hey, D and Adamani give them power, imperial colonialism. Now, anybody with any sense accept that? Now, I'm telling you for you to think. That is, wow, it's all over right here. All right, good. Yeah, so I'm telling you, although the Bible presented the story located on earth, you know, where they say God created Adam and Eve, that it is, based on what they're telling you, you know, they are telling you it is located at some geography location. But no, they have not presented it. No matter what have been said and done over time, they cannot do anything to show that it's true. And so are the lies about God and his son predestined for his son to die for the sins of people that don't exist, because they can't show where the beginning, the genesis of human life is coming from. These sodomite white people. You see what I mean? They can't go about and talk about the right of constitution. You think there is a real constitution in the United States? These white jackass, fucking ass white men, they can lie and fix anything to fool anybody who is not dedicated to truth. Yes. They know to lie and cover up themselves and to hide, you know, to keep people from finding them out. They know to do that. Only the devoted people to the truth will read words and find out, well, somebody is lying. The others will believe every ounce of lie that these sodomites tell them. You know, because when they go into Palestine and destroy up everything for the African people, call the African people Jews. And today, 2,000 years later, those people are not Jews anymore. Even though these fucking ass white people, they know, they wrote in the Bible that still exists today, that black people are Jewish people. Jesus, where them are crazy and I talk about today, that is really a black man's story. They turn it into a white man's story. And then they're on a shame. And black people go on like they are as much an idiot like them to write that and don't see a black people them call Jews. And Jesus came to the Jews and said, the Jews never receive him. A black people don't talk about. But they try not to identify us as hybrid. Or they don't want to call us hybrid. Which is the truth. They want to call us any other name. You see? Any other name that they can twist around and lack proper identity. All right? So we are a long way from finding where we're coming from, reading a Bible and going to church. And if you really want to be your own true self, go read and find out. I'm not telling you my opinion. I'm telling you what everybody in the world is supposed to know come from World History textbook and prehistory before the flood. All right, foolish and unfruitful, right? The Bible Genesis story about God and Jesus, it's all two sodomite character they're talking about. The story is coming from Jerusalem, right? And there is absolutely no truth at all in what they're talking about, what happened in Jerusalem. Caesar Augustus, Peter,
What was Caesar Augustus doing there? All right, you know what? A lot to say about that. To look at and decide whether or not you must give up yourself to a church Bible that has no certification whatsoever. Is that what you ought to give up your life to, right? Now tell you what to do with your life, except point to the truth that I was lost too until I read about above fourth grade level. You're not likely to know much of the truth if you're reading on the fourth grade level, right? And it still took me maybe 20 years later to become a fully conscious person because I was believing the Bible all along. You know what I mean? Until I was probably more 60 years of age or something like that. All right. Let's move on from here. Let's move on from here and go to someplace else. I want people to call me anyway, right? And to have a talk if you want. Okay? Because my interest is about us finding ourselves, and we're not going to find ourselves once we are entangled into believing things that are not true. You see what I mean? And then they have this A.D. Anadamani fraud, A.D. Anadamani, that a lot of people have yet to realize. Nothing Nagasa. Okay? They turn the world into what is not civilized. And they want to call uncivilized civilized. Let's go further where we come from. All right? Let's go further with where we come from. In the World History textbook of National Geographic, World History, listen to this. They're talking about artifacts and fossils. One of the most important and difficult jobs of both archaeologists and anthropologists is dating their finds. Determining the age of human fossils makes it possible to understand when and where the first humans emerged. So that's those in millions of years ago, 3 to 4 million years ago, all right? So we understand that. Radiocarbon amount, radiocarbon dating, however, is only accurate for dating objects that are no more than about 50,000 years ago. That is radiocarbon, right? Want something to go further than that? It says, another method, thermoluminescence dating enable scientists to make relatively precise measurements back to 200,000 years. So this new method can take us back to 200,000 years. That's nice. Because that's when the gods created the hybrid, Homo sapiens sapiens. Yes. This method of analysis dates an object by measuring the light given off by electrons trapped in the soil surrounding fossils and artifacts. Microscopic and biological analysis. Just 1 second. Okay, thank you for that extension of absence. All right, so let's get back now to this portion, that microscopic biological analysis of organic remains, such as blood, hairs, and plant tissues left on rocks, tools, and weapons give scientists still more information. Yes, such analysis has shown that blood molecules may survive millions of years. This recent scientific discovery is especially useful in telling us more about humans. Their use of tools and animals they killed. They can tell it going back millions of years. Ancient deoxyribonucleic acid DNA is providing new information on human evolution. Now, when they talk about human evolution, what is the context of that evolution? Because you can call certain natural process or things that people do, you can call it evolution too. So it's a different context. When you're talking about things that are coming out of the ground or out of water, you know, and evolve that type of evolution. All right. So it says the analysis remains on stone tools yield evidence on the history of farming. All of these techniques give us insight into the lives of early people. So it goes on to talk, and I always think of Atra-Assis texts, the man who they call Noah. There are things written, and Sumerian bring forth these things from before the flood and after the flood. So we talk about archaeology and what archaeology can do. But the kind of history, well, some of the archaeologists will take these tablets from out of the ground anyway, and people have to like process those things to make us here reading English know what happened in the past. So I am just warning that when we hear some of these things, we do carry the context with it. Because these white people, history, to say what it is not. You have to be careful of that. Because remember, they're turning the world into a different world. So don't expect that even in the world history textbook, where they don't identify themselves as white people in the world history textbook. They do not. They are in the world history textbook as African people, African name, like Romans. You would perhaps too struck to know that there was no real Romans white people. Because they never speak language. Over 12,000 years ago, they had no language. It's coming to the Bronze Age. They had no language. They're still making stone tools. So how do you get white people to have language and able to tell you the truth about history? No, because especially when they don't want it to be found out how they come to talk. I'm busting it out how white people talk in history. And if you don't want to accept it, are your business that? What is going to profit me to lie about the truth of history? History is cause that bring to us what we need to know. And if you don't think so, go on your way. You come like the man that into some story back in school, a man carrying a basket of cheese on his head. And he reached, you know, on the top of the brow of a steep. And he realized that one roll of the cheese dropped off, you know, the stock that he's carrying. And the roll of cheese rolled down the steep and then turned a bend. And the person, the carrier of the cheese said, oh, he's going to the market, you know. And he said, oh, he know the way to the market by itself. He think this dumb cheese can run go to the market because it turned a curve just like the little track where I'm walking. So he walk on. He don't look to see if the cheese turn off in the bush. He walk on and say, okay, it will meet me at the marketplace. Now, that's what, you know, it is like these white people, what they are doing, they're telling us something in the Bible. The Bible is flagrant with lies that sick your stomach. Okay? But because we believe it so long, it's like people get used to it and like you just accept it. But if you wake up and realize that, no, all these churches around the place and these white people make up this and make up that, you know, all kind of book, and they don't want us to know the historic truth. To the point that our cerebellum are so damaged. We are so damaged, I'm telling you. I mean, how could I be in church all that long time? You know, I grew up out of boyhood and turned an adult, and I still don't understand the world and where we come from. It's the biggest puzzle for people to know where we come from. All right. So, while we are talking about where we come from, it's important to hold on to the genesis of the history and the process that we go through, correct? Yes. Now we know that Homo erectus is not the first of humanity. Is hominids. Okay? Hominid are the first. And here it is saying early stages. So don't make people fool you, because they're not writing no foolishness in certain statement. They have to make certain statement right. And you will see when the fact that there is complex history that we must know what attribute to hominid that come from millions of years back there to Homo sapiens. So the extent of humanity come from the uncivilized hominids, Homo erectus, next, but they don't even mention Homo erectus here, so, because Homo erectus come from hominids. Okay? They are not the first. Hominid is the first. Hominid beget Homo erectus. And the next, the highest dimension of humanity is the Homo sapien. So Homo sapien, the base Homo sapien, was not the ultimate of Homo sapien sapien. We are Homo sapien sapien. According to the World History textbook, but these white people would never ever walk close to this charge of the truth. These sodomites will continue to say they are the first people in planet Earth. No, but the book tells you. Why are they in Europe so long? Carrying on different things and can't get civilized besides make stone tools. So, yes, he says, the earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. The earliest human-like creatures, mean from the hominids to Homo sapiens in Africa, you know. He's going to tell you that life form don't evolve from any place else. But Africa, why Africa? The gods are there. The gods. Okay? And so, who made these hominids 3 to 4 million years ago? Who created the hominid? You know, I think it has something to do with the gods. Because Earth is a familiar place to the gods. When it comes to their motherland, there is an history that ties the Earth to Nibiru, the 10th planet, right? And it has something to do with Troid Belt, right? You grab some story about the asteroid belt, and you will learn something more about where we are coming from. And so, it is telling us that these were called Australopithecines, or Southern Apes, by their discoverer, Donald Johnson. They flourished in Eastern and Southern Africa. See where life come from? Even tornadoes. Tornadoes don't come from so far away, but the hurricane does. And hurricane come from where? Off the coast of Africa? Just about. Off the coast of Africa and come up the west coast into the Caribbean basin. And go on and, you know, come do damage, you know, as much as they want. So who is forming the tropical wave or the tropical depression out of African coast? Did the gods wired the area? Did they do it to cause hurricane season at a certain time? They rig the earth to be what they want. You don't think so? Well, you think there's nothing to it? No. They are the workings of the forces of nature that we know. And then right in America here, there was no tornado alley. There was no tornadoes. And it is written in history that 30 years after they came, the Puritans, because you have the Pilgrims that came 1620. It came 1620? I'm not absolutely sure, but I think so. Or 1610. And then the Puritans came 1620. If I am not absolutely sure about that, I'm in the ballpark. I am in the ballpark, but I am not going to misrepresent anything to make any impression. I honestly now, sometimes I have this thing right, and sometimes, you know, it just comes off my my agenda in my brain, so I don't remember exactly. But I know that about 30 years later, they began to see sighting, and I think Christopher Columbus is one of who. We call it a cyclone. See a cyclone. No report from the African people of any destruction of the weather. I haven't read anything about that. Right? Yeah, anybody who read about it, you can tell me. However, now we have all sorts of different wind disaster now in America. And America now that never had tornadoes have the most tornadoes now over the past 400 years or so. Right? Yes, America. Why? Because of sodomy. They don't want you to think they're sodomite or anything, because now they are, since the 1970, they begin to say, fucking ass is just as much as fucking pussy. You know what I mean? That's what these faggots are saying. Because they have church all over the world and black people gone into the church and stuff like that. I mean, you can't stop them from talking uncivilized stuff, right? And drawing African people in there. That's why I'm telling you, you must read and know where you're coming from. Otherwise, your life is going to be drawn and controlled by these fucking ass people.
They're going to make you feel like, say, okay, the ass was made to fuck too. That's what they're going to do to you. Okay? I'm saying no. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Die the way you were born. A civilized heart that beats as an heterosexual person, not these sodomites that are the vicious killers and wrongly emulating the things that are of the civilized people and tell you that's the world that they want to have. Now, let's come back to a more on a progressive higher interest of how we where we come from. He says, they were the first hominids, humans and other creatures that walked upright. Okay? And remember the dimension, the dimensional range of human existence start with the hominids and go on to some other names like the Homo erectus. All right? And it tells you that they were the first hominids, you know, that Donald Johnson spoke about from back in a few million years ago, 3 to 4 million years ago. All right? Other creatures walk upright. The hominids were walking upright to make simple stone tools. Imagine from way back in time, they could make stone tools. And the Homo erectus, that's all they could make. Come right down to our Bronze Age, 1200 BC. They couldn't make nothing of bronze. Who made bronze first? It's us, the hybrid people. And these white fucking ass, they are coming up now and take away every place we have because we have not been developed enough to make Africa make arrangement with these sodomite white people to take away all of our lands and our wealth. Africa agree with them to do that. Take us make slaves. You don't know that? You better know that. What I am interested in each individual, just like I have read and understand, I'm not telling you what anybody tells me. I'm telling you what is recorded. You want to go read a Bible that is telling you all these stuff where these white people are writing about a talking serpent in the Bible. And look, for years, hundreds of years, people, including me, believe that. It is not true. So read for yourself. And the church that you think you have to go, read, and you will find knowledge to tell you something different from what church is. You must shake your head after you find out. Well, it's a strange experience for me. I read and find out. There's a distinction between Bible and history, prehistory, and even history itself, what they call modern history. And I must warn you that
The African hybrid people are not modern people. And these faggot white Homo erectus white people, they are endeavor to paint that color of our existence about us. They are not going to tell the truth because they want to rule the world. Okay? Now, so we're going on now telling us where we are coming from in millions of years to going to reduce to, some of us, come 200,000 years ago. All right, let's go on. So I tell you that these white people, they would have liked us to know that they're not coming from making stone tools. Look at them. Look at them. But the history book pinned them down. They can't fool around with this. You see what I mean? Okay? They don't want to know the truth and they want to put the African people down. They do a lot of things to keep the African people down. But they only have a limited time. Let's go on and you listen where we're coming from. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya, not Europe, have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. Right? They have called it Kenyan Saprop Playups. The flat face man of Kenya. And think about 3.5 million years old. Think of that. Now, you don't get up to where even the gods came to earth yet. Move to make hybrid African people. Right? And at this time, you can see Homo erectus probably live at this time. And in and around Africa, 1.5 million years ago, they go into Europe. All right? So it goes on to say, a second stage, listen, I say listen to the history. A second stage of early human development occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus. So they are second stage. The Homo sapien will be a third stage. So we come out of Homo sapien, but that didn't make us hybrid. No. What make us hybrid is the gods that bond their blood with the Homo sapiens blood. That made us hybrid, complete civilized human being. Now that's a fact in the world history textbook. Which science out there allow these things to be in world history textbook and don't attack it? No, but what is here is what is here. If this is the lie, let somebody bring the truth. Right? You're not going anywhere with me unless you're going to play this straight. Now, it goes on to say, the Homo erectus, and it's going to tell you this. Upright human being. Homo erectus is upright human being, right? A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. The facts out. What they're going to tell you about the Homo erectus that emerged in Africa 1.5 0.5 million years ago. I mean, that is almost 2 million years ago. But let's bring it, stay where it's at. Homo erectus made use. Listen, you're talking about these white people who now come here with them fucking ass uncivilized self and tell the world that they are the wisest on planet Earth. And they make everything that is civilized. You listen from the World Literature Textbook. And see if you listen this fucking ass white people am. And then you believe church let them set up and stuff like that. And go to court all the time and put a whole lot of the wealth, of the African wealth, for them priests, fucking little boys. Think about that. You think about that. That's the church establishment. And the people that they have, so they're teaching about Christ Jesus. Now, it goes on to say, they are the second stage of early human development. White people development. They are Homo erectus. They interbreed with the Neanderthals. Okay? Now, a species that emerged 1.5 million years ago, Homo erectus, made use of larger and more varied tools. And the other day, I found something that they're writing, always trying to put themselves, you know, like they are the best. And they are praising themselves for making stone tools. Really? Since when? Since when them praise themselves for making stone tools? But, you know, they look at side chats and stuff like that. These hominid, white people are hominid from their evolution and birth. They are nothing else. And it tells you kind of intellect they had, and it was making stone tools. Right? These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. Now, clear, cut, and dry. Do you get this? You get this? These white people that you have here, they're not come from anywhere else but from out of Africa and going to Europe and Asia. Where else can you find them? And where did they go after they go to this place here? They didn't go anywhere until they found some people that was traveling through Europe and Asia, going to other parts of the planet. Those are the hybrid Africans. 100,000 years ago. So they are up in Europe. 1.5 million years ago, nothing more, nothing less. You think this guy is joking? When I'm on here to people, they're muting what I say. These fucking stinking white people, them, that will not leave our territories and come and talk about God, give it to them. They're going to find out. These fucking ass white people, them, as much as they talk about what they have done here, and Africa agree with them. Oh, let me not bother going into that again. I tell you, you can't forget that. Mark the things that I'm saying. And you must be joking about your life. I'm not joking about mine. If these white men think that they can go and make all the bombs and stuff like that that they have, you know what? They should go back to Europe if they want to protect, you know, a speedy extinction. They should go back where they come from. Get out of territory, because our territory is not
the place for them. So it served for punishment for us, for them to come here and kill us and rule over us, because we fuck with them and give them something they're not supposed to have. Okay?
It goes on to say, they were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Around, listen to this. You don't hear, we're still following the progression, right, of human development. So where we reach? We reach right where the white people there are in Europe. Don't make them tell you anything else. The history book here is for real. You got church, go praise hallelujah and jump for Jesus. You stay there. When you find out, nothing at all is true about Jesus. Read the Bible real good and you'll find out it don't really identify a Jesus. It don't identify no Jesus at all. And these faggots are right up about Jesus. Okay? And a whole bunch of stuff for making us say nothing to go so. Go read, for real. So, listen now. Progressive order. We know that these interbreed up with the Neanderthals. Right? And their time is 1.5 million years ago that they come up there. All right? And it says here, they were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Listen to this. Around, you mustn't let this guy know, because this is critical thing. We in a year nobody I talk about. People want more, you know, grass to feed their cow and want to, you know, buy all the nice food to eat. That's what they care about. But this is telling you about human development. And we don't see anybody, either black people out there, is actually telling you, walking through these lines that tell you chronologically, by spatiotemporal time, how we develop from way back in time to where we are. And here it is telling you now, the white people, Homo erectus, they are in Europe and Asia since 1.5 million years. What are black people doing under them? Black people is being punished by the gods because they go and lay down with these white people, sodomites, and interbreed and get people like Obama, Michelle, whatever, she was another name, a boy and a man name. Depend on the internet there, a boy who looked like Michelle and are the same date of birth, right? And now the whole thing busts out that Michelle never have no picnic. If she have picnic, no, she can't have no picnic because she ain't a woman. And people might be afraid to say it. Joan Rivers say it. And the people who thought Joan Rivers was joking, they can't think so now. Because the man who bring those two girls in the world come right out and acknowledge himself. Say, a fiend picking them. All the unbelievers, with all the media that is there and talking and telling you Obama is a sodomite, man. I go from one bathhouse to the other and all in Canada. And in a Reverend Wright church, and that, you know, them kill somebody at Reverend Wright church, that, you know, and all them kind of thing. the Reverend Wright thing there and Obama, a friend, them are sodomites. Right? So now, it is proven that we are in bad shape when Christianity is mingled up with Obama and prior breakfast. And not go so. These white people come make up the church and come to America and kill off the African people and talk about they have a constitution. And look at what they set up. And look at the mockery now. Nobody won't even talk about it because they're afraid of the white people them. Afraid of what? I have no time being afraid of faggots who, I mean, no, don't hold their estate. You know, they don't stay in their own estate. They come and mess up the black people. And that is why we are suffering. Read Deuteronomy 28. You will learn something there about that. So my thing now is to tell you where we started and where we end. Has the first human walking upright to the highest form of civilization. The book never said that Homo erectus represents civilization. So all of the white people up in Washington and carry on and them who own the world and everything and black own black people. The history book don't say that they were civilized. It doesn't say that. And anybody out of their mind think that they were civilized, you're making terrible mistake. Okay? They were not civilized. White people are not civilized. And I've been telling you that. And now I'm walking you through this. National Geographic. And when we are reading at this book, and I was like, page 22, 21. And going over to 22, where the nuggets are there to make you know for sure that you're going to church because you turned fool. You turned an idiot. That's what I was. Know where you come from. When you see them on video and all them kind of something talking there, they're all bunch of, all kind of thing they're trying to convince you. Don't be convinced. Read the World is a Textbook. It goes on to say this. It tells you now that around 250,000 years ago, listen, this is after it closed the chapter on the hominid to the Homo erectus. Right? And they tell you what they can do up in Europe. Europe is the only place they have been until something happened. You need to understand is when what they call black people came about. And they intermingle with them. It is here broadly in our history. But they try to hush and keep that history away from people. You know, discourage people from talking those things. Because it will totally destroy these white people and their Bible and their church. You see what I mean? They don't intend to give up their position that they have. And black people now have enough sense to know that they must, get them out. Divinely get them out. And divinely mean you can't go to the church because it's all a sodomite thing. The church is a sodomite institution. And you don't know. And they're going to give you a spoon feed you with some nonsense that you accept to be true. Okay? And that a whole lot of people, and people not exposing themselves to any other knowledge but the Bible. So that's what is going on. The church is strong out there, although people leave in it, but the church is still strong. And once people get the knowledge, like myself, I just leave because I realize it doesn't have anything for me but nonsense. I waste, half a century or more of my life in the church. So, get the truth for yourself and see what you want to do with yourself and the truth. All right? So it goes on. Now, this distinction, if you don't get it, go dead. Go dead. And whatever, you know, whatever happened to your soul when you're dead, you have a soul to save, right? But I am saying, we know about ghosts. So we know that something will go on into our life when we're dead. When rigor mortis take up your entire body and you don't have no more sight to see anything around you or hear anything, you gone under the dirt, right? Now, straighten out yourself whilst you are alive. Because if you have a spirit and you go down and meet the gods them in the neither world, what are you going to do when they are going to know, say, you're a demon, but cast you into the lake of fire then? You know, something like that. But me not talk about we're going to go to no heaven. Me not going that route I'm going, because I don't read anything that's telling us we're going to go walk on street of gold up in heaven. But there is a nether world, right, that our spirit goes. And clearly, we have evidence of spirit walking around. You know, some people see spirit on a toilet, you know, like a spirit know all kind of things. Me see spirit too, when I was a boy. Yeah. You know, a big shirt, khaki shirt, but I don't see head and I don't see no foot from where I was, but I saw that. You see, and I have brothers, I have people, my father, that witnessed a spirit, you know, doing physical thing when he was riding, going somewhere before day morning. Spirit exists. We have spirit in us, but I don't think the white people, them, I don't read whether that they have any spirit inside of them. I don't know if the half-breed one of them have spirit inside of them. I don't know. I don't go that far with it. But if they do, they do. But after you're dead, you should realize something is there. And exactly, the right thing to do is to live the right life whilst you're alive, because that's your opportunity to make yourself the best person you can be. But go on now. This next part. 1.5 billion years, the white people in Asia and Europe. And what happened? This is what happened next. What happened next is that around 250,000 years ago, what happened? A third and crucial stage in human development. Do we have the same development like white people? No, we don't. This book don't say that. And look, let these white people go back to their fucking ass in Europe, where they come from. They have no part with African people. AD and Adam and Eve is a jackass idea. Nobody of African origin must give in to those kind of a thinking. Listen, it is saying around 250,000 years ago. African people don't even want to hear these things coming out. They believe the Bible more than anything else. But this is, I'm coming from over where we start. And here we're going now, coming to the end of the pinnacle of human being development. And we are suddenly, when humanoid take, you know, millions and millions of years and still cannot be civilized,
The gods decide to make a civilized being. And here the priest will tell you clearly, they did not have it in mind. But they needed some good help, civilized people. They didn't want nobody, nothing else. Homo sapien was the blood that they choose. They know why. They choose that Homo sapien blood and mix it with their blood. And we become hybrid. So when you hear about these white people that talk about the blood of Jesus and Jesus and God make heaven and earth, you must get to understand that these people are fucking in shit. Okay? You must understand that the reason why they make up church is not that they thought that church was for black people, but they want black people to lose their mind. Because once you believe in something, they want to tell you, they know that you're gone off reality completely. You see what I mean? And they now come to the point where they might tell you, since we allow them to take our position and everything, they come to the point where they are telling us that fucking asshole is just like fucking vagina. That's what they're telling us now. And we going like we don't know what them are saying. Black people going like we don't know what them are saying. Well, me know you know that. Me know you know that. They can't take our own wealth and fool us. Why should we? We don't worth nothing. We don't worth nothing. Let me go on quick and don't make the time run out. Because today I'm doing fantastic with time. Because I wanted to go into this and I want to dish it out. And no people out there are listening. And the more you get the grasp of exactly where we are coming from, nobody can fool you. And you know exactly what to do with your life. Now, come on here now to this portion of it. 200,000 years ago, 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens. Listen to that. Not Homo sapiens sapiens, but Homo sapiens. Wise human being. It never said that of Homo erectus or any human aid. Did not say that. If you don't pay attention to reading, you will believe foolishness. Carry the distinction with what you read and respect. So, yes, Homo sapien is wise human being. Now, two distinct subgroups. Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens. Now, this is too clear. A distinction between Homo sapiens and Homo sapiens sapiens. Homo sapiens sapiens is the blood drawn from the Homo sapiens male and female and mixed with the God's blood. When you hear these people talking about the blood of Jesus, that's where they get the blood of, make up the blood of Jesus from. They don't want to tell you that you are, they're not admitting that we are hybrids. Make up from Homo sapiens and the gods. They don't want to accept that. But they can tell you about Jesus Christ, though, and Jesus Christ's blood. Right? So here we are. Millions and millions of black people, you can't get them out of church and Jesus' blood. And none of that ever exists. Read this book and the National Geographic. And you will see that none of what we are black people are into is true. Now, they want Jesus' blood. And the blood that creates us hybrid. Why you are as intelligent and balanced as you are. That's what makes us who we are. All right.
So now it all comes out clear where these two subgroups came out from Homo sapiens. It's the Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens. It is showing you Neanderthals are not hybrid. They're not hybrid, right? And they mingle with the with the Neanderthals, the white people. I mean, interbreed and have a galore of themselves with the Homo sapiens. But they did not go further than making stone tools, though. They was wise man. I guess they make a lot better stone tools than these Homo erectus white people. Eh? But this is the story that we are to know. I don't see anything else that we are to know along the line of our development. Keep to the distinction. White people don't, they may know a lot of things that they are talking about and lying about it. Because when they go into Israel, they know that they did a lot of sodomite wicked thing. And when they talk about Jesus born of a virgin, it's pure sodomite stuff that they're talking. Pure sodomites. You see? And they make a way to tell you that it's true. Oh, that's the way God deal with people. And that's where we are coming from. Imagine that. Oh, my gosh. So it goes on to say, Homo sapiens sapiens came from Homo sapiens. When we were taken from them, we become Homo sapiens sapiens. Both of meaning Homo sapiens sapiens and Neanderthals, both develop from Homo sapiens. See, it is very clear to me, but not clear to a lot of people. But I see the distinction because I am a person who want good direction when it comes to what I'm thinking, you see, because my choices, if I am to make choices, I have to understand exactly what the design is. Neanderthals were first found in the Neander Valley in Germany. Their remains have been dated between 100,000 to 30,000 and have been found in Europe and Southeast Asia. Right, you get that? Neanderthals relied on a variety of stone tools, no different from these sodomite white people am in that case, and seemed to be the first early people to bury their dead. That's how smart they were. Some scientists maintain that burial of the dead indicates a belief in an afterlife. Neanderthals in Europe made clothes from the skins of animals, not cloth. Think about that. So there's no way you see these white people dressing up in cloth, all kind of different type of cloth, and you think, say, Adam first manufactured that. They never did. And black people taking it for joke. That they learn everything from us. Learn to speak, learn to write, and learn artisan skills. To look where they are, look where they are right now. And we're not ashamed of it. We know we're close to going to church and, you know, moreover, to think about being ashamed of what we are into. We feel like we are into something good. Neanderthals in Europe made clothes from the skins of animals that they had killed for food. Now, to tell you, how far are they away from Tamiko, civilized man, the hybrid people? And you read it in the Bible. You can't run from it. That the Bible says that the Elohim created man in their image and after their likeness. Where have you read anything about the Homo erectus and the Neanderthal about that? You don't read nothing about that. Now, so the African people who suddenly spring up. And begin to, I mean, have a lot of children and stuff like living villages and stuff like that. Nowhere in time had there been a people of intelligence just rise up like that. Nowhere. And the only place prior to that, that civilization rise, it's the gods themselves. It's not human. Right? In South Africa, 450,000 years ago. Now, my friends, hey, consider that I am alone doing the little reading I can do and stand up to what I've read. And I am knocking every evil, psychopathic lies out from these sodomite fucking ass white people, damn. Okay? And the truth must stand. The truth must stand. And when you wait a bit, when the gods really find out that we overcome this nonsense of church and all them kind of thing, and following all the debauchery where these white people teach me, they will help us. They will help us. There's no joke about that. But we can't fool the gods.
Hello? Her. Her.
Yes, my friend. I'm telling you that the things that we need to know, we need to grab with sincerity, you know, because we are so confused today, so confused, but there are people out there waiting to hear something direct and sound, civilized. Okay? All right. So I tell you what the Neanderthals did, and you can see the difference between them and the Homo sapien people. And the problem happened in the world that the hybrid African people fall from grace over the past 12,000 years and continue to listen to the talking serpent and marrying these white people. You don't know what you're doing. You're lost. You're lost. You know, the eternal hope that people have after they're dead, whatever there be, black people who fall into that catastrophe, they don't have any hope in the afterlife, you know, to be meted and greeted and stuff like that in the spirit world. No, because you are defiled. You don't respect the gods and their existence. No, so you're out of it. So this is what I have to tell you. And the last segment I have to tell you here is
This is a very serious segment for me, and it is just a little paragraph. The first anatomically modern humans, people who look like us, Africans, known as Homo sapiens sapiens, wise human beings, appeared in Africa. Listen how suddenly we came up on the period of time. Between 150,000 to 200,000 years ago. Recent evidence indicates that they began to spread outside of Africa around 100,000 years ago. When did these white people start talking? It's after that 100,000 years. It's after that. They didn't know how to talk. They didn't wear clothes. So 12,000 years ago, they learned to speak, to write, and to learn artisan skills. And since they had certain amount of human kind of knowledge, and they learned to speak now, oh, that's it now. They're gone. Their brain is no longer sound. They can't keep under jurisdiction of their own species and all that. They want to rule all the species on earth. That is what we have here now. That's why they're making this AD Anadamani establishment. And if you don't read to understand, they got you. They got you. It's the reason why I am here talking about AD Anadamani, and you don't see nobody talk about it. Nobody won't call me and talk about it, because somehow they are afraid of it. A lot of them don't read to know exactly what I'm saying and if I am right. But they can't touch it. You see what I mean? And none of these white people can't touch what I'm saying either. Can't touch it, because I'm talking the truth. And you wait until the time is right. The gods of heaven, we're sending these tornadoes and burn up these people and knock them out of their senses. It's not over. It is not over. Okay? Because you can think that I'm making a fool of myself. But come and face the linguistic of the history, and you'll find out that you are the one who's playing a fool of your own self. Because the word's not wrong. I'm reading it to you and tell you. All right. Now, I have given you the extent of which human development extends back a few million years ago, 3 to 4 million years ago, 100,000 years ago. The peak of humanity, civilization by the gods, came to earth. And I am here reading it to you. And you think that people would call me and talk about it? They don't care. They're into Jesus. Jesus that and the Father God in the Bible are nothing but sodomite characters. They're homosexual. Jesus is a homosexual character. Was never a real character, because they started off in Palestine with this whole bunch of sodomite invasion. You see what I mean? And they get black people to believe the whole sodomite thing, even though history I tell you exactly what they did. Now, black people turned fool. Black people turn fool, and they don't want to read and know the truth. It's like they either get discouraged or something like that. But this is something for us to learn and get out of. Come to the knowledge of the truth of your existence. Well, I was in church, and I was in church because I think my parents was in something that all of us should be a part of. Okay? Y'all hear me? That's what I thought. My head didn't gone into, you know, pure water or something like that. No. My intellect remained that someday, the right time, I would come to find out the truth that I didn't have hope. I didn't have hope of that. But now, I want to see who these guys are muting what I'm saying. But I know I've said enough to people already. And if they don't want to waste it, you know, they'll make use. I know that. Stop following these faggot white people there. Follow the history. Now, just 1 second, and I'll just play one of my favorite little tune, an interlude, and I'll be right back.
The falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song, but I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. This is Cosmic Philosopher, Black Talk Radio Show. Author of the book, Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never Sinner. Who put people on earth? 6 steps to polytheistic religious religion. 6 steps to religious freedom. That is what the historic truth is. And I'm glad that things have worked out the way I have presented so far. I've told you a lot of things that are serious stuff. That if you have more serious stuff to pay attention to, go ahead. But I'm telling you that after all, over half a century or stuff like that, I'm in church, Anton Fool,
the time came when my head bring me relief. And no one is attributed to doing it saving the creators. Right? And I read to you from the book that is not what somebody call a religious book, but indeed it is. The World History Textbook is more of a religious book than it is of a Bible. Far away from being Bible. That think that they are Christians and people who are not Christians, read it. Because guess what? It is a viable book that tells you not about Jesus Christ. If it tells you about Jesus Christ, there's nothing in the World History Textbook that endorses Jesus Christ, except you read where the Sodomites, they came in and talking about Jesus Christ. The Sodomites were people, not black people. No black people don't write about no Jesus and a spirit God in the Bible. No black people, unless they were made Christians and start thinking nonsense. All right. So now that I have spoken on that, I have like about 35 minutes or so to go. And I'm going to read now the part that is going to speak of how the Homo sapiens were created. Now, you won't have a problem to accept this is reality from the World History Textbook. This is to Zachariah Sitchin, Genesis Revisited. And he's going to tell you about the Adam, a slave made to order. Who did that? The gods. The gods. A primitive worker. He didn't make white people a primitive worker. They come up with a Bible that tell you about God created heaven and earth in 6 days, and he made Adam and Eve in a garden of Eden. You can't find the geography for that. You can't find anything in history that God and his son make heaven and earth in 6 days. You can't find none of that. More you can't find. So let me do as much as I can with this little time I have. It's a good joining into what we have just talked about. So think about what we have just talked about. It doesn't fit anyplace else, but right here, the way the gods create primitive workers. And this sodomite white people, them, want to come and turn everything round to only sodomite. Now, me alone to drive them out, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be me. If you don't want to be a part to show your gratitude to who created you the way you are. Would you like to have been created like a sodomite? In a sodomite culture? Now, if I say, if you would like to be made as Chinese, who would have any problem with that? No, because we belong to the same culture, the same species. I would have no problem being an Indian or an Arab or Hispanic. No, but not white people who are, they see on us as a place to fuck. We people don't see it unless we become perverted somehow by these same folks who come and put us into bondage and begin to use all kind of stuff to suffocate us, to bow to this kind of way of life, sodomite way of life, right? Me no see nothing at all in a sodomite way of life that I must bow to. I see what to use and hit them with the truth and burn out what they have chasing the African people. It is about time. And now let me get to this.
the biblical tale of man's creation is, of course, the debate, at times bitter between creationists and evolutionists. Who created all of them something? The sodomite then. And of the ongoing confrontation between them at times in courts, always on school boards. Previously stated, both sides, had better read the Bible again. The man who studied Sumerian cuneiform writing says, addressing what they are saying with the Bible, he said they better read the Bible again, because what they do in the Bible is tell you two different kind of creation that God made. And they don't, you know, these idiots don't realize that what they're saying is idiocy. Just like they say black people were Jews. And this other name, Semitic people. That's what they say in the Bible. But today, read the Bible back over and see what it says. Black people are not Semitic and Jews today. White people cock up themselves. Fucking ass. They are Jews now. Everywhere you go. They have Jewish Federation all over America. Now, nobody don't observe and see what's going on. You know what I mean? How can they be such an idiot, and black people are worse idiots? Shock. It's a shock. Conflict would evaporate once evolutionists recognize the scientific basis of Genesis, and creationists realize what its text really says. Because they're a sodomite. They're a sodomite. And they have a reason to be saying those things. They want to, like, stop African people from mounting a serious, serious energy power over them. So, confuse them with the church. Apart from the native assertion, apart from the naive assertion by some in the amount of creation, apart from the naive assertion by some that says, apart from the naive assertion by some that in the account of creation, the days of the book of Genesis are literally 24-hour period in the Bible. Why did they write that? They write that because they are idiots. You know? They are writing what history says. They wouldn't write this. And they would play into the hands of real history. You see? So they have to go and do something that is so uncivilized. And they are depending that the African people will never realize what they wrote, but it's coming on them now. It's kicking back on them now. You read that, and I know that. Just like they talk about the Garden of Eden, it's a real garden they are writing about, and it is an unreal story they are writing. It's fiction, and they are depending on it, depending on people to think it is for real, like it's nonfiction. So they are honest suckers. What do you expect for them to do? They are lusting after a man's ass. It's the opposite of what nature is. So what do you expect? Even though some people, black people will see this, they don't know what to do with it. They believe still in Jesus. So it goes on to say, he says, the sequence in the Bible is, as previous chapters should have made clear, a description evolution that is in accord with modern science. You see, when you talk about modern science, you're not talking about real science, because they are trying everything to turn people's minds away from real science. That's what they're doing. When they run and take African wealth and make up education institution, what do you think why they're doing it? Because they think they can really destroy our intellect. That's what these white people think. That they can destroy. They have made a lot of progress with doing it. They make a lot of progress. So they have a lot of hope that they will eventually conquer us. That's what they are thinking right now. We give them the reason to think so. The insurmountable problem arises when creationists insist that we, mankind, Homo sapiens, were created instantaneously without evolutionary predecessors by God. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living soul, is the tale of man's creation as told in chapter 2, verse 7 of the book of Genesis, according to the King James English Version. And this is what the creationist zealot firmly believed. Were they to learn the Hebrew text, which is, after all, the original, they would discover that, first of all, the creative act is attributed to certain Elohim, a plural term that at the least should be translated as gods. Elohim mean gods, not capital G-O-D. It's clear. But the Sodomites will not relent. And second, they would become aware
that the quoted verses also explain why the Adam was created. They know how to hear that. For there was no Adam to till the land. These are two important and unsettling hints to who had created man and why. My friend. And it goes on to tell you more about the flaws of Genesis. Comes down to where Sitchin is saying that in his book, The 12th Planet, he made a very elaborate explanation of this. He said, as both Orientalist Bible scholars now know, what went on was the editing and summarizing by the compilers of the book of Genesis of much earlier and considerably more detailed text. So they are extracting information from our history to make up their Bible. That's what went on, why you have the Bible there. And it's not that they don't know what they are doing is wrong, but the big story about 12,000 years ago, they interbreed with the African, learned to read, and begin to raise hell with it. That is why the Bible is written. Because they just written the Bible the other day, 1,700 years ago. Right? And they get help from African people too to write that Bible. They couldn't do it all by themselves because you see a whole bunch of nonsense that they write otherwise, that it doesn't make any sense and nobody not paying any attention because they succeed in blistering up people's mind with the whole bunch of Bible foolishness where them write, and we believe it. Church is everything to African people today. All right? So it goes on to say that those texts reviewed and extensively quoted in the 12th Planet, which all sources listed relegate the creation of man to the Anunnaki, the gods, the Elohim. It happened, we learned, listen why we were created. It was not a planned design. He says, it happened, we learned from such long text astraasis, when the rank and file astronauts who had come to Earth for its gold mutinied, them strike, the back-breaking work in the gold mines. You can go over Africa now, go see the place. I mean, it's not something that you can ignore because it's too much for you to think it's not anything. Yes, the gold mines in Southeast Africa had become unbearable. That work, after many, many hundreds of years, they're tired now. That was the reason. Enlil, their commander in chief, summoned the ruler of Nibiru, his father Anu, to an assembly of the great Anunnaki demanded harsh punishment of the rebellious crew. But Anu was more understanding. "What are we accusing them of?" he asked, as he heard the complaints of the mutineers. Their work was heavy. Their distress was much. Was there no other way to obtain the gold? He wondered out loud. "Yes," said his other son, Enki, Enlil's half-brother and rival. The brilliant chief scientist of the Anunnaki. It is possible to relieve the Anunnaki of the unbearable toil by having someone else take over the difficult work. Let a primitive worker be created. The idea appealed to the assembled Anunnaki. The more they discuss it, the more clear their clamor grew for such a primitive worker, an Adamu, to take over the workload. But they wondered, "Can you create a being intelligent enough to use tools and to follow orders?" That's not like this stone tool, Homo erectus, white people, nor the Neanderthals. How was the creation or being or bringing forth of the primitive worker to be achieved? How are you going to do it? Was it indeed a feasible undertaking? That's the question being asked to Enki. The Sumerian text has immemorialized the answer given by Enki. Listen to what he said. "To the incredulous assembly Anunnaki, who saw in the creation of an Adamu the solution to their unbearable toil. After they are convinced it would relieve them, they want to know, but how are you going to do it? Make people who are not stone tool brain, but people who are further are above them and can he says, "The Sumerian text has immemorialized the answer given by Enki to the incredulous assembled Anunnaki, who saw in the creation of the Adamu the solution to their unbearable toil." So they're looking now, okay, we are beyond that doubt that it would relieve us. But how are you going to get these people to use tool and take orders? How are you going to do that? Yeah, to use tools and not stone tools, but use tools like pickaxe and all that kind of thing, and to follow orders, right? So now, this is the answer that Enki, the scientist, going to give them. "The creature whose name you uttered. It exists in uppercase. It exists. All you have to do, he added, is to bind upon it the image of the gods. Does that sound like it to you? For all we read in history, this is the way we came about 200,000 years ago. All right. Well, a lot more. A lot more to say. But now you have, you know, that much of the story. Right? You have that much of the story. I know for sure that's reality, and you don't have anything else but reality that sound like that. Now, go to, like, chapter. I don't have a lot to go here, but, you know, we can get a little taste of it. Listen to this. Chapter 10. When wisdom was lowered from heaven. Well, where did wisdom and civilization come from if these gods that came to South Africa never bring it here? The Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divide prehistory, not modern stuff, divide prehistory, and it will tell you also of history that come after the flood, after prehistory, into two distinct parts. First, the long record for the deluge, the flood. Then, what transpired after the deluge. One was the time when the Anunnaki gods, and then their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. And the other was when human rulers, kings selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government kingship was stated to have been lowered from heaven. Emulation on earth emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. Now, these white people, you hear them talk about Jesus talking to his father in heaven. They go into these things and pick stuff out of it. Because right here it is saying the factual rendition is that when they brought that wisdom from heaven to earth and bring all the resources of grains and different things that they bring here, in their creation chamber and stuff like that. And look at the amount of animals in Africa. You don't see those things any place but in Africa. Life forms don't start anywhere but in Africa, right? So they are writing in the Bible now something similar to this, that just the way we now are governed by kingship government, that's what they use on Nibiru, in their societal abode up there. It's kingship. And they brought it here. They were the first civilized group to use kingship.
They needed government, their government here, to take care of their business. They were running this government here, and before they go away, they pass it over to mankind, not these shit fucking people that we have here. Okay? So this is what I read in the history book for you. I tell you, you know, to the depth of how I can tell you. And remember, all they have to tell us is Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. This is what they have to tell us. Kathleen Ghostman, USA Today, 2000. Pope John Paul II. A honorable name that? He's a faggot. But see, they have them, you know, you're nobody talk about these kind of stuff and law that they make to kill us and all that kind of thing. But people turn full. All right, and this is what they have. That, you know, he will make, the Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity. They've been doing it to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. My friend, when I tell you that they started out with the Inquisition killing black people, you be like, I don't say nothing. But it's true. They are terrorists. I mean, Biden and what you call him there, the rest one where I said that, you know, they rob his vote. You see? Look, these people are dumb, blind terrorists. And before, they were none of that before they start to talk and write. You know? They didn't. And here we are having a hard time with these white people. And they should be easily handled by us if we were reading and following the truth. These guys have been doing it to us, and we can't find out that them a thief, them a robber who learn to talk and can't manage themselves. Yes, the document lists false the Pope will address, including wars of religion, abuses during the right abuses during the Crusades, the coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelism, affronts to women, races, and ethnic group, abuses of the rights of individuals. That's all you get from these people. Lies. Okay? I want to get into your ass. Because why do they love to fuck ass? And tell you it's just like a fucking pussy? Why? Think about that. If you don't think about anything else. I mean, you should decide long before we come to this point. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friends. And now it's time to go. I feel content with the labor I put in here. And bless those who can see. Take good care and have a great evening. Let's see here.
Blessed are they who thirst from the words of the stream of the mount of the Lord, yeah. Before I lose my strength, all the powers of my mind, before I lose my waters. Words of judgment from the mighty rushing stream of power, coming from the words Smith Jar, shaping all sociological ills into betterment tomorrow. Ah,
could be better that I do it. But I do it tomorrow. It is better I do it tomorrow. Don't do it on the 10th. create good time, and I'm not in the door. Cool. So come as I know. I'm gonna go say this is for the 10. I'm gonna put it at for the 9. Okay. Okay. come in here and put it here. Mentally retarded people. Dominate them. Since Europe just dominate them. Dominate them. Okay, so this, go back here now and give him this, and cut him. No, didn't do it. Oh, wait a minute. I need to go over here. So, I need to add, all right, so I'm going to come here and do this. Okay, so I was messing up. Okay, now, go back over here. So, now, for this. Too quick. All right. Come on. Okay. She's all of it. Okay. Every bit of it now. All right. So come and let it go here. Yes. No. That wasn't right. No. What happened here? Cool. All right. And then I want to put it at 9 tomorrow, right? Put it here. See? Right? And put it here. Cool. And so I'm cool. Now, I can put it for tomorrow. Yes? Cool. And what are all of these here? I can